Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to start by recognizing and acknowledging my co-authors in this interesting and hopefully will not be the only study focusing on reproductive and fertility concerns among young adults living with chronic illness. I have no relationships to disclose. But I would like us all to sort of shift gears and focus on this population, the population of young adults that are really strikingly off of the reproductive health radar screen. And I'd like to discuss why it's important that we really bring them back into focus. We have 12% of our adolescents who are facing and living with a chronic illness that requires ongoing management and treatment. These young adults and adolescents are dealing with the same kind of developmental challenges and stages of development that, you know, require kind of chaotic sort of social and sexual kind of identity development and relationship building. But what sets them apart is that these young people have to adhere to sometimes very complicated treatment and medical regimes and requirements while they're navigating the chaotic years of adolescence. They're as sexually active as their healthier peers. And there's a suggestion, and there's really not a lot of research in this area, which was surprising to myself and colleagues. There are actually suggestions that they're at greater risk for higher sexual, you know, higher sexual risk behavior, including a greater number of unplanned pregnancies. And it's important to understand and consider because there are certain conditions and there are certain medications and treatments that do affect fertility and pregnancy and childbearing. And there are certainly some contraceptive technologies that interact with the medical regimes that are required to maintain health. Much less is understood about how, you know, those who are living with chronic illnesses, young people living with chronic illness view fertility and reproductive futures and what kinds of concerns they are living with. And much less is studied in terms of understanding their perceptions of their own health and their perceptions of their quality of life and its impact on their reproductive ideation and concerns. And so this small study represents a survey of nearly 100 young people who are seeking services at the Children's Hospital rheumatology and nephrology departments. And among many things, we chose for this analysis to look at the extent to which this group of AYA, adolescents and young adults, consider issues related to fertility and pregnancy. And the extent to which their views of their own sort of life satisfaction and social satisfaction, illness-related anxiety and burden, and their perception of their health have an impact on these considerations and worries. And in particular, we're interested in looking at differences related to gender and the diagnosis that they're facing. So we recruited young people between 15 and 21 years of age, average age about 18 years when we recruited them between 2011 and 13. And these were young people who were receiving regular care at their specialty care center, and they were determined in order to participate to be cognitively capable as they entering adulthood to be able to make adult decisions. It was a self-administered survey, computer-based, and I'm not going to go into all the measures that we used for the survey, but for the purpose of this presentation, we focused on those variables that related to, or we felt were important to consider as it related to reproductive ideation and concerns, and which were our targeted outcome variables. And the three questions that we used to operationalize ideation and concern were question plans on having children someday, beliefs that medication would affect their ability to have children, and also the extent to which participants worry about whether or not they will get pregnant or have children. In addition to gender and diagnostic category, the independent variables that we looked at included self-perceived health, which was compared to other people your age. Would you regard your health to be poor or excellent on the Likert scale? And then we also focused on health-related quality of life scale, which has been used for several decades now with adults and young and adolescents who are living with a variety of chronic illnesses. And the three subscales that we focused on are those related to life satisfaction, illness-related anxiety, and illness burden. I've passed around a table that includes the sample characteristics we'll be referring to shortly. But we conducted bivariate tests to look at the gender and study group-related differences, and we used linear and logistic regression analysis to look at the relative importance of each type of variable, sociodemographic, diagnostic condition, and health-related quality of life. So you're looking at some of the descriptive results in the table, but I wanted to share with you some of the most salient. 68% reported interest in having children someday, yet 44% worried about their ability to have children some or all of the time. 35% believed their medication might interfere with their ability to have children. 44% report having spoken to their doctors about having children, which actually I think the most important kind of datum is that 56% did not have conversation, reported not having conversations about having children. Nearly a third were sexually active, and of those who were sexually active, almost 60%, 58% were currently sexually active, and 60% reported using condoms always or more than half the time while having sex. I'd like to report all the contraceptive data, but the data were a little messy, and we're still, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what kind of contraception they're using. But with other samples that we're working with, it appears to be around 50 or 60% using other contraceptive technologies. Okay. We found the rheumatology patients believe that medications might affect pregnancy and childbearing, looking at the different diagnostic study groups. Transplant group reported greater satisfaction with general life satisfaction and body appearance. The transplant group was reported more positive ratings of health and lower levels of illness burden. The rheumatology sample was predominantly female, but that's not surprising because rheumatologic conditions generally skew female. Female were more likely to report concerns about medications affecting pregnancy and more worried about whether or not they could have children. And males were generally more satisfied with their body appearance and in general, and had reported higher levels of self-evaluated health. The associations between reproductive concerns, those who are most worried about having children someday were significantly associated with their plans and also believing medication would interfere with pregnancy. And 42% of those who plan on having children also believe medication would interfere with pregnancy. And 31% who planned on having children didn't even know how their medication would impact pregnancy. And again, 45% of those who planned on having children have spoken with their doctors about it. In our multivariate analysis, we found that actually illness-related anxiety and poor self-rated health were both significantly associated with a greater belief that medication would interfere with pregnancy. Body satisfaction, which initially appeared significant, fell out in the multivariate analysis. And then males demonstrated illness-related anxiety was associated with greater worry. But they also revealed that greater life satisfaction was nearly associated with a lower likelihood of being concerned about medication affecting pregnancy. So in conclusion, and this is important, is that we see in this sample, however small it might be, high degree of interest in having kids someday, but significant worry about it. A large proportion of the patients with plans to have children believe medication would interfere. And of that group, I mean, those planning to have children, 31 did not know what effect medication would have on their reproductive abilities. And then illness-related anxiety was significantly associated with concerns and worries in both groups. And self-rated health was uniquely important in determining worry among the female AYA, but general life satisfaction was more important for men. And this is the takeaway, and I don't want to end this presentation without kind of underscoring how important and what an amazing and an interesting opportunity we have to really work with these young people as they're kind of facing their reproductive futures. Half of this group of young people reported not having a conversation with their physicians. And here's the rub. These guys go to the doctor. They go to the doctor at least once a year. And, you know, compared to their healthy peers, rarely go and seek care. And they also sometimes come on a quarterly basis. Yet, there are no, you know, there are 50% of these young people have not had a conversation. These are 17, average age 17-year-olds. And also, which I should also note that the subspecialists represent for most of these people, at least in Children's Hospital, their primary care, their medical home. You do not have a pediatrician as a second provider. So all of their care they're receiving in the subspecialty context. So anecdotally, and also we're beginning to conduct other studies with providers, we're finding that providers are very uncomfortable. And these are providers that have seen them sometimes since birth. And they are uncomfortable addressing sexual and reproductive health issues. They feel it's out of their purview or, you know, beyond their expertise. But I also should, you know, would think that their patients often may have difficulty raising some of these issues with physicians they've been seeing since they were kids. So, but we're seeing that there is reproductive interest, there's interest in having kids, and there's significant and considerable concerns. So we really need to address, assess what those concerns are and what that ideation is well before they kind of enter their sexual, kind of sexually active lives. And these kinds of proactive discussions and decision, you know, and with providers can help them make planful decisions about contraception, about, you know, planning a family and having a family. And it really is, you know, we have this enormous opportunity working with these young people, you know, frequently to help support them enjoy a healthy reproductive future. So that's it. Did I do it?